On October 29th, hundreds of handmade flags will flutter on the campus of the Eureka Springs Community Center. The Community Hope Flag Project aims to foster encouragement during a national crisis. Francisca Garcia Guiri, who operates Flora Roja Acupuncture and Herbal Apothecary, is coordinating the flag project to buoy communities in isolation, she says, during the national COVID-19 emergency.
I was out one day and I saw some flags, some pretty little flags just flapping in the wind, you know, and it made me think of the prayer flags. And it just occurred that maybe that would be something that people could do. We could make these little flags of unity, these little flags of hope. And the idea was that we could just sort of, and they could sort of wave to our neighbors, our community, and say, hi, I'm here. And hey, I miss you. And hey, I love you. And or whatever that people wanted to express.
The public is invited over the next month to make flags reflecting their feelings and wishes, which are meant to be ephemeral.
You can use any material you'd like. You know, it can be a colorful or can just be, you know, just plain. I've been using just 100% cotton muslin. And then I've been drawing on them, some of them with Sharpie markers, and that's been really fun. But I've also beaded on some. I've sewed material on some. You know, these flags, once they're outside, they're not going to hold up. This isn't a permanent thing. This is just like a little prayer or blessing or set of intention, and then you let it, kind of let it go. Know that this isn't a permanent thing.
The flag project is being co-coordinated by Flora Roja Eureka Springs Community Center and the Eureka Springs School of the Arts. Kelly McDonough is the school's executive director.
Anyone who's interested in participating can either make their own flag at home, and there are instructions posted on the ESSA website and on the Eureka Springs Community Center website. Very easy. You don't have to be able to sew. There's lots of ways you can do it without having to sew. You can paint or draw something on your flag, a message, a picture. You can applique or embroider a flag, whatever you'd like to do. You can also pick up a blank pre-made flag at one of four locations in Eureka Springs. That would be at the Thursday Farmers Market, at Eureka Springs School of the Arts, at Flora Roja Community Acupuncture, or at the Eureka Springs Community Center. You can pick up a blank flag or flag to take home and decorate, and then when you're finished, you can bring your flag back to any of those four same locations to drop off by October 29th at 10 a.m., just any time before then, and then the flags will be hung at the Eureka Springs Community Center for everyone to enjoy.
The flags must have one edge folded, allowing an inch or so to create sewn or glued open hems through which twine can be threaded for display. Organizers of the Community Hope Flag Project invite residents from the county to participate and encourage other towns and cities to also create and assemble flags of hope.